It is the Mondayest of Mondays outside, but let's provide some cheer for your indoor listening activities. At least let's hope you're indoors listening to this. It's the Daily Podcast, August 23rd. I did not do what the boys on the show thought I did on the weekend. You'll have to wait for that. Golf sharks were brought up, and no, that for once has nothing to do with my gambling. Two notable people in the rock world passed away over the weekend. Connie Hamsey, the infamous groupie, and Don Everly. We paid tribute to both. We thinned the herd of human stupidity, shared four random facts and song stories today, featured honky-tonk women. Plus, John found a piece of furniture that's perfect for Cindy, and I slapped together two songs for another Monday morning mashup. Here you go. It's the Daily Podcast.
How was sailing in this morning?
It was fine.
Yeah, man. No water problems?
Nope.
Better than last night. Yeah. I came back from Allentown last night and had my son in the back. Lord, give me the strength.
Really?
It was insane.
Wow.
You couldn't see anything
last
night.
Wow.
I mean, it's been crazy everywhere.
What was Saturday night like for you?
Went out on a date. So I was, I was in love. I didn't really notice the weather. I got to finally hang out with my wife for once and have a conversation uninterrupted.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Where did we go? The Ram in Percy.
Yes.
Okay. Why is that? Why are you saying that as if you have some inside info?
I thought you went to a concert.
A concert?
Oh, it must be coming up.
What are you talking about?
What you talking about?
You know, your crooner.
All right. You know what? It's 6:05. I don't think Bill's listening. Dave, you're a pussy.
What happened?
When is the Michael Bublé concert going to? Are we early on this?
No, you're not. God, when is that?
We're not early on this thing.
You are. Yeah, okay. I don't know. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I'm going to see Michael Bublé.
Bublé.
It's so weird to see.
He's trying to mess it up to sound like he doesn't know who it is and he's more manly than he is. No. I stand by what I said.
Me, my wife, her gay bestie, and me. It's going to be a banger.
That's great. And he's not kidding. Lauren does have a gay bestie.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I've got a golf story for you this morning. It's rather interesting. Okay. There's a golf course in Brisbane, Australia, Carbrook Golf Club.
Okay.
All right. And they've got a pond on the 14th hole. And if your ball goes in the pond, you just might as well leave it there.
Uh-oh.
Right. How big's the gator in it?
What's lurking?
Nope, not a gator.
A dingo.
Right. Nope, not a dingo. They don't swim. All right. The pond contains a dozen full-grown bull sharks.
What?
The sharks ended up there. How they ended up there is a mystery. They're theorizing that there was this flood that happened sometime in the 90s, right? They ended up getting in, you know, the golf course got flooded. They ended up getting into this pond.
Whoa.
When the water receded, the little baby sharks, right, were still there, right? And since the bull shark is notoriously aggressive and the number one shark species for attacks on humans far, it's best to get another ball instead, right? Here's a great idea. It's a pond. How hard can it be to find the sharks, right? Hook them, kill them, I don't care what. They don't belong there. They just, you know. No, look, I am for saving every animal you possibly can. But killer sharks in a pond in a golf course?
How many were there?
What?
14, I think.
14.
Oof.
No, sorry, a dozen.
Only
a dozen.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We mentioned earlier that Don Everly of the Everly Brothers passed away. Now both of the brothers are gone, and they were a major influence on so many bands. Especially the Beatles, the Beach Boys. I mean, just, and they were part of that original group. You know, it was them and Jerry Lee Lewis and Buddy Holly. They were all in there. With that, and so many bands based their harmonies off of what they did. But of course, that is overshadowing the passing of Connie Hamsey. Now, that might not be a name that comes to mind for most people, but you've heard the line a million times. Sweet, sweet Connie doing her act. She had the whole show, and that's a natural fact.
Heck yeah.
She was the super groupie that was named in We're an American Band.
Yeah.
And do you remember when we spoke to her?
She came on. That's right.
She came, well, I found that interview, and basically I started off by asking her, what phrase do you prefer using, Connie? Groupie? A fan? Sexual tourist?
Hey, groupie.
She was a groupie who not only spent her time with Grand Funk Railroad, but let's just say I've seen Chinese menus with less offerings. All right. This is a long list of people. Jimmy Page, Keith Moon, Lindsey Buckingham, Glenn Frey. What's wild is like you are from Arkansas, famed for the Razorback Pig, but when we talk about pork to you, it brings up a whole different thing. How old were you when you started performing with these bands?
15.
Oh.
15.
Really? Well, it's the South. And how...
My parents hated it and tried everything to keep me from going to gigs, but I rebelled and I was determined to become a famous groupie, and apparently I succeeded.
Is there money in becoming a famous groupie?
Well, not really.
So you wouldn't necessarily recommend this as a future for any other girls?
Well, it would be almost impossible nowadays for someone to do it, no matter how many encounters they had. It would be almost impossible for anybody to do it because of the way the gigs are set up nowadays.
Right. What was your method? How did you get backstage?
I would go very, very early in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean as soon as those trucks pull in.
Right.
And you can't be particular and you can't be choosy.
I see. Because
everybody on the tour is an integral part.
Did you work your way up to the artist during a course of the day?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. All right. Explain
the hierarchy.
So, like, if you are there early in the morning and you look good and you start meeting like the lead truck driver and the lead bus driver,
okay.
And you start working your way up.
Where does T-shirt guy come in?
He is usually out front counting and putting out the merchandise.
But at least they have something to clean up with.
Right.
Do you have stock in Tic Tacs?
I do carry mints.
I mean, you've got Alex and Eddie Van Halen on here, Peter Criss, Jimmy Page, John Bonham, Willie Nelson, Leslie West, Keith Moon, Graham Nash. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Who was the best? Who was the worst?
The best, I'd have to say, was Alex Van Halen. He doesn't like me saying it, but, you know, I'm sure he'd rather say that he was the best.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Henley ranks up there as the best,
I see,
too.
Connie, how much of Grand Funk were you active with? Did you actually take care of the whole show?
I was with everybody in Grand Funk except Mark Farner for some reason.
Oh, he's very Christian.
I was with Don. I spent a lot of time with Don Brewer, and Don's the one who wrote the song.
I see. Well, she is Connie Hamsey, and or Sweet Sweet Connie, as you know her from the song. The song is here, and we're out of here. Connie, thank you for the time.
Oh, thank you.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy is here now. How was your weekend?
It was great.
Yeah.
I did not leave the house the whole weekend. Even when my Amazon package came, I just reached my hand out the door and grabbed it.
You have one of those grabbers?
I have a whole bunch of them. They're wonderful.
She is such an agoraphobe.
Oh, I mean, my Lord.
It's like, we're going to find out one day when we're all old and gray, or when you guys are old and gray. Yeah. I'm already there. Right? I was like, oh. She died. The cats ate her.
Yeah.
I can think of worse ways to go.
Oh, my God.
That's going out doing what she loves.
Well, it's a Monday morning, and here come your randoms.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3,
bah! All right. What do you got, Cindy?
Well, there's a 60-mile stretch of Interstate 19 in Arizona where all the signs only use kilometers, not miles.
What?
Yeah, it's a relic from the Carter administration when they were trying to get the U.S. to switch to the metric system, but there's still no plan to change them.
All right. I remember that week.
Me too.
Did not go over big.
That's funny. The most lopsided game in college football history was in 1916. Georgia Tech, 222.
Oh, my God.
To zero.
Oh, my God.
Over at Cumberland College from Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Dave?
Popeye's chicken is named after Gene Hackman's character, Jimmy Popeye Doyle, in The French Connection.
Oh, wow.
Not after the cartoon character.
You know why?
Why's that?
Because the cartoon character would have cost money.
Good point.
Right.
And would have
spinach. Lastly, R. Kelly is afraid of flying and travels only by bus, even though his biggest hit had to be was "I Believe I Can Fly."
Yeah, that's right.
But what makes it even more ironic is the fact that he is on trial now and will be on trial in multiple locations on multiple charges relating to sexual abuse, and he's being held in custody because they're afraid he's a flight risk. He's going nowhere, and there are your.
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to you by Ready Set Philly. Go to ReadySetPhilly.com to plan your post-vax return to the city. In 1969, Mick Taylor was brought in to Rolling Stones' recording session for Honky Tonk Women to lay down some guitar tracks. Or at least that's what he thought was going on. He thought the problem was that, well, Brian couldn't make it and they just needed somebody to do some of these tracks. Ended up, it wasn't really going that way.
Once I actually arrived at the studio and was introduced to them and saw what the setup was, and after they'd asked me what to do, I realized that, in fact, it was like an audition to join the group. Although I went to the studio on the assumption that they needed a guitar player to do some sessions because Brian Jones couldn't make it.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you need a new kitchen table, right, or a new dining room table, but we may have found something that you are the only person we know who would even consider owning this.
Okay.
All right. If you go to the Facebook page, we put this up there. And by the way, this week's Wheel of Wow will be cover songs, mm-hmm. and that's up on the Facebook page. If you got one you want to suggest for the Wheel of Wow, just put yours in. But if you go there, you'll find, you might have to scroll down below the cover songs thing. And someone has set up this table that has a hole that you can plug. There's you can put a piece of wood back in there, but there's a platform underneath so that your cat can jump up on it, put their head through the hole, and watch you eat.
I love this.
It's the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen.
It's totally absurd.
What it does, I believe, is it stops the cat from jumping up on the table and trying to eat your food off of your plate.
I see. Because
that will happen.
I'll take Ditto's sad eyes next to me on the floor over being stared down by a cat. Yeah. And like, what do you mean there's no steak for me?
John, I think you have your
I love the cat in the picture, too.
Oh, yeah, the look is great. John's woodworking is... It's time.
Oh. Yeah,
it's time. This is the next level. This is from charcuterie boards to cat tables.
You know what's wild? I looked at that table, and I said, I could make that.
Yes. And Christmas will be here before you know it.
I know.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash. Slice, dice, chip, chop. The Monday Morning Mashup.
215-263-WMGK. One more time, the mashup sounds like this. WMGK. Steve believes it's going to take 3 people to get it today.
Because I got one of them.
That's your barometer.
So's
Bill.
Yes, if Bill got one, then we'd get it on the first call.
Yeah, okay, well, let's see. Here is the first call. And our first caller is, and let me get this straight, your name is Sunday?
Yes, it is.
And you, let me get, were you born on Sunday?
No, my mom had 6 girls.
She, okay.
She wanted to... She wanted a son, so they used to call me Sonny when I was younger. So.
I see. All right.
I love that story.
That's a great one.
That's great.
Where are you from, Sunday?
West Berlin, New Jersey.
Okay, all right. And you understand what the mashup is. Let me play it for you one more time. It's two songs glued together. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Sunday's on the line. What are those two songs, Sunday?
I don't know. I thought I had the first one.
After all that?
Wait a second. You called in to tell us you don't know what the answer is.
Correct.
All right. Do you have a guess?
Do you have a guess of any kind?
No.
Okay.
You just call into chat.
Sonny, are you lonely, honey?
No, I'm not.
You're not. She just figured, what the hell? Let me call a radio station.
I heard a number.
And waste their time.
Well, I thought it was a different game.
I thought it was a different game.
What did you think it was?
The ones where you get to name the songs.
Well, this is what this is. You're naming two songs.
You're naming two
oh
songs.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I'm having a bad morning.
You're having a case of the Mondays.
You think you're having a bad morning. You should try being on my side of the phone call.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Oh, you can still guess.
That's okay. All right. It's gotten too confusing for Sunday.
Exactly.
Let's move over to Paul. Paul, let me play it for you one more time. All right, Paul, what do you think? What are the two songs in the mashup today?
All right, I think it's Love Bites and Roll Another Joint.
And Roll Another Joint. You mean like Don't Poker Up That Joint, my friend, that song, or the song Roll Another Joint?
Tom Petty, yeah.
Yeah. Tom Petty's Roll Another Joint.
Title of the song?
What's the title of the song that has Roll Another Joint in it?
We're asking you.
Did that make it through?
Yeah. I heard that.
Oh, I didn't.
Not worth taking the risk.
What the hell? $127,000 risk. No, I'm sorry. Well, one more time, folks. Here we go. I tell you, I thought this one was going to be easy.
I made it easy on purpose.
Obviously, it's a lot harder than we thought it would be. So 215-263-WMGK, what are the two songs in the mashup? Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm sitting here doing my silly little radio show. What are you doing?
I'm just driving to work, going into Temple University.
All right. What do you do there, Sean?
I work in housing.
You work in housing. All right.
Yeah. So we just got through our busy week last week.
Everybody moving in. All right. So, Sean, can you tell me what the songs are this morning for the Monday morning mashup?
Love Bites and You Don't Know How It Feels by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
There we go. Very good, my man. All right. Now, did that last guy help you with the Roll Another Joint line?
No, actually, I saw that concert in Philly in 1995, and it was the greatest concert I ever went to at the Spectrum.
Well, you, my man, you've got yourself a four-pack of Phillies tickets. See them take on the Diamondbacks this coming Saturday. And just so you folks can figure out what was going on here, see, what Dave did is he took this. And he glued it onto this. You know, it was so blatant on the ending there.
That's why I left it in, yeah.
You know, so when you put them both together, we ended up with... And there is your mashup for this morning.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Send the herd.
37-year-old Michael Ring was out causing some trouble in Madison, Wisconsin last Monday night. Witnesses say he was out of control. He was obviously high on drugs and had a knife. So they called the cops. And when the cops showed up, he ran off and hid from them. He got away for about a minute. Right? And they finally found him nearby. And when they finally did catch up with him, they got a whiff of something awful. It seems that while he was hiding in the bushes, he got sprayed by a skunk.
Oh, no.
All right? He wasn't actually hiding when they found him. When they found him, he was slashing tires. So they're not sure if he was ticked about tires or if he was ticked about getting sprayed by the skunk. All right? But they took him into custody. All right? He resisted. All right? There was also an outstanding warrant on him. You got to feel for the cops here because they had to wrestle the guy to the ground and get him in the car who stunk of skunk.
Oof, brutal.
All right? They charged him with resisting arrest, disorderly conduct while armed, criminal damage to property, and, quote, discharging bodily fluids on a public safety worker.
Ah.
Which means he had to spit or beat on somebody.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, a problem when you steal rare merchandise is what to do after you have it.
Okay.
So multiple thieves broke into a gaming shop in Australia. They stole a large number of rare Digimon trading cards and board games. I assume that Digimon is like Pokemon.
Yeah,
but
probably.
I don't really
know. Yeah, they're like what are those Japanese cartoons? Anime.
Okay.
Anime characters.
All right. Okay. Well, later that day, one of the thieves went back into the same shop that they stole from and tried to sell them the rare trading cards. Not surprisingly, the store recognized the cards, called the police. The cops followed the person to the hideout, and when they found stolen cards as well as two other suspects, then 2 hours later, a separate person went into the same store and also wanted to sell back some of these stolen cards.
Oh, my God.
Police have so far charged five people, and they are looking for a sixth.
In the herd.
Yeah, I got a man by the name of Gary Coble Jr. from Oconee County, South Carolina. That's in the western part of the state. He stole a horse last Monday.
All right.
A witness saw him
That's
riding.
That's a hanging offense.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. A witness saw him riding down the street, which isn't so odd, until he went into a house with it through the front door. She called the cops. They come there. They don't see the horse, but they notice a big pile of horse feces in the living room. So there's their first clue that it's in there. The deputies went through the house, and they found a full-size quarter horse standing in the middle of a bedroom. Somehow he got it in the bedroom. The horse was fine, aside from a cut on its left leg. Apparently its name is Jubilee, and Gary was charged with larceny of livestock. But this is the best part. He was already wanted on other charges, including one for throwing a mandolin in a pasture.
What?
Which is apparently a crime in South Carolina. Don't do it.
All right. Well, next thing you know, your cows are forming a band.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, a man in Missouri was caught shoplifting at a Kohl's store on Saturday. So the police were called, and when they showed up, the guy hopped into a stolen car and rammed it into the patrol car and got away. He was later involved in a head-on collision and then fled on foot. He attempted another carjacking and was caught by police. They handcuffed him, shackled his ankles, and placed him in the back of the patrol car. The cops stepped away to investigate, and while they were gone, the guy got his handcuffed hands in front of him, broke through the cage between the back seat and the front seat, and managed to steal the patrol car.
Oh, man.
Okay? He then crashed that car and attempted to carjack another. That didn't work. So he broke into a house in the neighborhood and stole a personal watercraft, right, and was attempting to steal that when the cops caught up with him again. Right, he jumped in the water, still cuffed and shackled. The cops jumped in after him and finally took him into custody. He's facing 11 different charges.
In the herd.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
So you can imagine my surprise. I've been watching that Hulu series, McCartney 321.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and he's there with producer Rick Rubin.
Right.
And they're going through tapes. So he's telling stories. And I'm watching it. And they get into this whole thing about John and Paul's harmonies. And he asked him about, you know, the Everly Brothers, and he said, look, they were one of our biggest influences. And it is amazing, you know, the Everly Brothers kind of end up in the background. If you have not heard, Don Everly, Phil Everly died some time ago. Don Everly died yesterday at 84 years old. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. These are guys who are on par with Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis. They were there in the beginning. These almost country acts that slowly made that switch over to, you know, to rock and roll. And, you know, when you talk to the Everly Brothers, and I've got a clip here from Rick and Paul, when you're talking to the Everly Brothers, you're talking songs like, or even like.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Here he comes. That's Kathy's clown.
I feel blue in the night. Here's Rick and Paul.
And I need you.
How impactful were the Everly Brothers on you?
Oh, massively. We always used to say, I was Phil, John was Dom. If you listen to Beatles records, I always take the higher harmony than John. That was us being the Everlys.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.